A Ghost's Guide to London Christmas Special. Part 1. Copyright Macmillan Publishers, 2012. Produced by London Language Experience.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring.
I'm sorry. Please don't hurt me. Don't worry about the money.
Thank you. And next time, remember to use the meter.
Just get out my cab.
Aha, traveller. How lovely to see you again. It's me, of course. Lord Geoffrey, the ghost of London. Now, come in close. It's extremely busy here this evening. I do hope you managed to get home safely after our last little adventure in Soho. What a night that was!
Oh, but look!
They're turning on the Christmas lights! Yes, I know it's only the beginning of November, but it's never too early to start celebrating. And every year, here on Oxford Street, right in the heart of London, is where Christmas really begins. Would you look at that? The Christmas lights are up, sparkling like precious jewels in the night. Let's walk and soak up the atmosphere, hey? Isn't it marvelous? Simply marvelous. I do love Christmas. It gets better and better every year.
No, it doesn't.
I beg your pardon?
It gets worse every year, if you ask me. Look around you. Thousands of people queuing and consuming just for the sake of it. Christmas is not what it's cracked up to be.
Well, I beg to differ. These people work hard for their money and can spend it how they want. I think Christmas is the best thing since sliced bread. It only happens once a year, and it always thrills me to bits. So surely you can forgive a little indulgence.
You say indulgence, but I say gluttony. Everyone just spends loads of money and eats until they're fat. Why can't we make presents for each other rather than buying them? And what about the people who have barely enough food to eat? I used to like it when I was a kid. But these days, Christmas is only about consuming, and it gets on my nerves.
I guess you do have a point. But you're not getting into the spirit of things. Yes, we may overindulge ourselves a little, but the tradition and magic of Christmas is all about love. To come together with family and friends on cold, dark winter nights and remind ourselves how much we care about each other.
Well, I guess you're lucky. Not everyone has family and friends like yours. And another thing. Why do the preparations for Christmas have to begin so early? Oh, it really grates on me. Christmas is my pet hate, and I wish everyone would forget the whole thing. In fact, I've just decided. I'm never going to celebrate Christmas again.
Let me get this straight. You would forget about Christmas?
Yes. It's pointless. I just don't believe in the magic of Christmas anymore.
Pointless. Pointless. Pointless, you say?
Well, I think this calls for an intervention. A ghostly intervention.
What the? What's happening?
It seems you have forgotten about Christmas. I am Lord Geoffrey, the ghost of Christmas past. And I've been sent to make you remember.
Okay, that's a very impressive magic trick, but I really need to be on my way now.
I see. Usually that works, although I don't often meet people this cynical.
If you thought that was impressive, try this.
How did we get here? Where are we?
We're in the clock tower of Big Ben, right by the bell. And it's 8 o'clock.
Okay, what do you want? Please don't hurt me.
Now, I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to help you, my dear. Christmas is a time for giving, and we must look out for each other. For when one tires of Christmas, one tires of life. Now, hold on to my hand.
But I can't see your hand.
Oh, yes. Now, hold on to my hand.
Where are you taking me?
To meet my mother. And she likes Christmas even more than me.
Now, there's no need to go out of your way.
Oh, yes, there is. Here we go.
That is the end of part one of A Ghost's Guide to London Christmas Special.